no money for the good and bail. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. And all walk out. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold
on. Hold
on.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Well, the only chains we can stand are the chains of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. On the freedom flower, wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. You are listening to the Mind of God program emanating from thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is November the 14th, 2010. You may contact me by emailing yahlove, Y-A-H-L-O-V-E, yahlove, at comcast.net. Now let's continue with our study in the book of Revelation, keeping all of these issues in mind. No warfare, no bloodshed, advocating for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We're moving on to Revelation chapter 2. We're to keep in mind Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. We're to keep in mind what we learned about the seven spirits, the seven stars, the seven candlesticks. We're to keep in mind that we are the messianic people, black man and woman, stolen from Africa, from our kith and kin. And as we come back into the knowledge of Christ, the knowledge of Yahshua, the knowledge of Jesus, the knowledge of justice, come into contact with our kith and kin in Africa, who we were separated from, and we all come back into the knowledge of Africa, the African science of revolution, the knowledge and wisdom and understanding of our African ancestors, our history, our culture. Wake up that messianic spirit within ourselves and go humbly to our sisters and brothers of the human family and help to awaken the Christ spirit in the brown, red, the yellow, the poor, white, and advocating on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, bringing salvation to ourselves, salvation and redemption for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and preach warning and judgment to the oppressor. And so we're going on to chapter 2 in the book of Revelation, which is all of these letters, I believe it's seven of them, the seven letters written to the seven churches in Asia or Mesopotamia or extreme Northeast Africa. And so we're going to go through each of these letters and each of these seven churches, take our time, and look at each of these seven letters as letters to ourselves. Each of these seven churches will show us a picture symbolically and allegorically and metaphorically. These churches will show us a different aspect of ourselves, of the black church, of the black preacher and the black pastor, and by extension, all churches. But I'm focusing on the black man and woman of the Americas because we need to know our identity and our mission. And so, starting at verse 1 of chapter 2 in the book of Revelation, Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write. This is Jesus talking to the apostle, the African apostle John, the revolutionary African apostle John. He says, Jesus says to Apostle John, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write. Interesting. We all should be writing. We all, not that we all have to write articles and whatnot, but our lives should be a living written manual, a living epistle. And we know that the theme of Jesus is mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality, being a light, life for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So, unto the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. See, when Jesus speaks, this is the perspective that Jesus is speaking from. Mayat, his African ancestors, taught that the whole universe is constructed on Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. So write to the angels, to the angel, an angel, meaning messenger and pastor, right? He's writing, John, directed by Jesus, is writing to the seven churches, the seven pastors of these seven churches in Asia, and the seven churches or members of these churches, right? So he says, write to the angel of the church at Ephesus. Write to the messenger, or write to the pastor. Pastors, listen up. Jesus is talking. Justice is talking. Christ is talking. The anointed crusher of the wicked ruling class and ruling families is talking. Write to the pastor of Ephesus. Now, the word Ephesus in the Greek, found under the number 2111 or 2111 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word Ephesus means well placed. Well, W-E-L-L, placed, appropriate. So, understanding that we are talking about mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, and understanding that the Roman Empire and Caesar and the ruling class and families of that day had ran roughshod over the people, over Africa, over Northeast Africa, that is also called Asia. These are poor people, or the masses are poor people, and are suffering under the brutal rule of Caesar and Rome and the wicked ruling class and families of Rome and the military of Rome. And so Jesus is talking to the pastor, the first letter of Ephesus, with the theme of truth, justice, and righteousness. And this church, Ephesus, the word in the Greek means well-placed, meaning, and also appropriate, meaning that this church is appropriate and well-placed to deal with Rome, to deal with the Roman Empire, to deal with Babylon, to deal with the wicked ruling class and ruling families, to deal well-placed and appropriate, the appropriate church to deal with Caesar. The appropriate church, the people at Ephesus are the appropriate people. And the pastor of Ephesus is the appropriate pastor to deal with the wicked system of colonization, exploitation, and slavery that was emanating from Rome. This should tell us that we are strategically and appropriately well-placed to deal with modern-day Rome, this modern-day Babylon system, this modern-day system of colonization, exploitation, and slavery that is killing scores of millions and scores of millions. We are appropriately placed to deal with the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the Illuminati Masonic Order, the Rothschilds who control the world's finances and force nations into warfare, force nations to borrow money from them, the Rothschilds, to prosecute a war that the people cannot afford, keeping the people in perpetual debt, which is slavery. Thieving and stealing and killing and taking the land, the wealth, and the resources. The Oppenheimers who control all of the mineral resource mines. The mineral mines and resource mines and mineral and resource mining corporations. We black man and woman have been raised up in America, coming through slavery, coming through hell itself. And we have been given the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding through the revolutionaries of our day, through the Christs and Jesuses of our day, Denmark Vesey, Gabriel Prosser, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Fannie Lou Hamer, Jean-Jacques Dessalines, Dr. King, Malcolm X, Toussaint Louverture, W.E.B. Du Bois, Booker T. Washington, Elijah Muhammad, and modern day revolutionaries and Christ and Jesuses like Minister Farrakhan, Minister Ishmael Muhammad, Mother Tineta Muhammad, Yosef Benyakinen, O'Malley Yeshitela, Chairman of the African People's Socialist Party, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, all of these sisters and brothers that I named and others that I can't name because I don't have the time, have given us the knowledge, have stood on a platform of Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, to give us this knowledge, to raise us up, to raise up the Christ spirit, the messianic spirit within us, that we may in turn go into ourselves and go to our people and go to the human family, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We are strategically and appropriately placed in America, the seat of this wicked system, the seat of Babylon, the teeth of Babylon, the heart of Babylon, as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, the wilderness of North America. We are placed here, and I heard Minister Farrakhan say, like the wise men from the east traveled west to get to the Messiah, Jesus, newborn at that time, or a child at that time, but the wise men traveled from the east west, because the Messiah was in the West. Well, black man and woman, you are the Messianic people. And you were taken from the East on a westerly journey and a westerly course. And you are now in the West, North America, Central and South America, Canada, the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean. You are in the Western Hemisphere. And it is you and we and us that have been strategically placed to raise up and rise up and awaken the messianic spirit within ourselves and awaken that messianic spirit in the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, black, brown, red, yellow, or white. Now, the verse 1 of chapter 2 continues to say that Jesus says he holds the 7 stars in his right hand. And we're going to take our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.
Don't you miss it? What are you afraid of?
Greetings and greetings and greetings again, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. Today's recording date is November the 14th, 2010, Sunday. You are listening to thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. Jesus further says in that first verse of chapter 2, I want to ask, read it over again. Who holds the seven stars in the right hand? It is Jesus. Jesus means justice. Yahshua is the African Hebrew. Jesus is the Greek. Jesus is the Latin. In the English, it would be Jesse. But in the African Hebrew language, it is Yahshua, which means salvation and further means liberty and deliverance and health and wealth and all that we need that the Most High has ordained that we should equally partake in this divine physical realm. So Jesus means justice. Christ means the anointed crusher, to crush the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. And so, what are we to be reminded of when Jesus talks about the fact that he, Jesus, holds the seven stars in his right hand? Well, remember what we said in chapter 1 and verse 20. Jesus is the S-O-N of God, and the S-U-N, Son of God, symbolizes the S-O-N, Son of God. And remember the sun and the seven pole stars and the 26,000 year period of time that the sun goes through the zodiac in a counter clockwise fashion. And remember that our African ancestors taught us that the Most High constructed the universe based on the philosophy of Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. And remember that the S-U-N, Son of God, symbolizes the S-O-N, Son of God, and symbolizes spiritual light and life, as the sun gives physical light and facilitates physical life. That symbolizes the S-O-N, Jesus, the Messiah, giving us spiritual light and life, and also giving us physical life from spiritual light and life. Remember that Jesus is preaching Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. And so when he, Jesus, reminds us of the seven pole stars, okay, and says that the seven pole stars are in his right hand, the seven stars are symbolic of the seven pole stars, and they're in his right hand. The right hand is the hand of fidelity, right? The right hand man, right, is loyal. Your right hand man is loyal to you. And so, symbolically, Jesus reminding us of the seven pole stars is telling us that the pastors are to symbolically be in Jesus' right hand. Because the seven pole stars are symbolic of the seven messengers or pastors of these seven churches. So we are saying to the pastors out there, black pastors, black preachers, you represent light and life. You represent truth, justice, and righteousness. You are to be, or you are to exhibit fidelity and loyalty to Jesus, which means justice. You are to preach justice. You are to exhibit loyalty and fidelity to Christ, the anointed crusher of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. Pastors, preachers, you are to exhibit fidelity and loyalty to the message of Jesus as justice and Christ as the anointed crusher and deliverer, the crusher of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and deliverer of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. You are to black pastors, black preachers, all pastors and preachers, but I'm dealing with the black man and woman and the black preachers and the black pastors and the black church. You have a calling on your life. We have a calling on our life to exhibit fidelity and loyalty to Mayat, that philosophy that the Most High Father, Amen, and the Most High Mother, Amenet, you know her as the Holy Spirit, gave birth to the universe with the philosophy of Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. An example of a great preacher I want to talk for a second about is the great Reverend Jeremiah Wright, who was absolutely thrown under the bus and dissed by Barack Obama because the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the multinational corporations, mineral and resource corporations, and Wall Street and the bankers forced Barack to throw our brother under the bus. And after having been in Reverend Jeremiah's church and spiritually grown up to listen to Jeremiah Wright for at least 20 years, Barack Obama has turned on that message. But I am thankful that our brother Jeremiah Wright did not just roll over and play dead. But Reverend Jeremiah Wright is touring and speaking here and there. And Reverend Jeremiah Wright, I believe in late October, early November, was in the Bay Area, Oakland, and San Francisco, California. And in one of those messages, he talked about Haiti. He talked about how our Haitian sisters and brothers have been done so wrong by the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and how our sisters and brothers in Haiti are suffering untold suffering. How the land, the wealth, and the resources have been stolen from our sisters and brothers in Haiti, and they are being used and misused and abused. How even the concrete that comes from Haiti gets a going rate price outside of Haiti, but then the Haitians themselves are given inferior concrete. And the concrete, let me see if I get this right now. Let me say this correctly. The concrete that the Haitian sisters and brothers sell abroad does not get the going rate. It is sold at a cost that is less than what it should get. So the Haitian sisters and brothers do not get the full benefit from their resource and wealth going abroad. And then to construct their own homes, our sisters and brothers of Haiti are given inferior concrete, so that when storms and earthquakes and whatnot come through, they easily crumble and are fallen by what they call natural disaster. But it wouldn't be so bad if the Haitian sisters and brothers could get the full benefit of their wealth, of their resources, and also get the ability or enabled to use not inferior concrete, but superior concrete to construct their homes and their lives. So Reverend Jeremiah Wright is a preacher that I recommend and that I love. And I was listening. I'm a member of the Church of God in Christ, but I'm going to be sending clips to Bishop Blake, to members of his board, to say to them that I am your ally, and I am ready, willing, and able to ally myself with any and all political, religious, revolutionary organizations. And I was listening to Bishop Blake this morning. Apparently the convocation is going on, Church of God in Christ in St. Louis, Missouri. And they had Barack Obama on video feed giving words. And we tell the truth on Barack every week. He is being used by the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order to move the national discourse far to the right. And so the people continue to suffer, and the people are becoming dissatisfied because they see that there's nothing in this system for themselves. But Bishop Blake, after saying, you know, he enjoyed Barack and prayed for him and so on, which I pray for him. I pray that he does right by the people and stands up on the principles that he learned under Reverend Jeremiah Wright. But Bishop Blake continued to preach and talk about how we should be concerned about the African American community, that we should be concerned about the poor, the afflicted, and the needy, concerned about our youth, concerned about the fact that the drugs have come into the communities and are putting our brothers in jail. Said that we should be concerned about AIDS and different diseases having a hold in our communities. Said that we should be concerned about our kith and kin in Africa, and how we should be standing up for our kith and kin in Africa. And I agree with those words, and we preach this every week. And I say, Bishop Blake, I am your little deacon. I am your little brother. I am your little minister of information. And I will be sending you a clip of my preachings and teachings that the Most High has blessed me to share with you and us, that has come through our African ancestors. And I say that you and we and us and black preachers and black pastors should be loyal and exhibit fidelity to truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. We are they who must lock in with the revolutionary movements of the sisters and brothers on the planet Earth. Dr. King said we must join the worldwide revolution. But we're going to have to, as Dr. King did, call out the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Call out the Rothschilds. Call out the Oppenheimers. Call out the banks and Wall Street and the Mineral and Resource Corporation CEOs, as our brother Keith Harmon Snow is doing. And tell the truth that the presidency is stolen by the Rothschilds, the Illuminati Masonic Order, the humanitarian groups that we support, that I support, that you support, that we support. The wicked ruling class also support those humanitarian groups. Why? Because humanitarian groups do not overthrow the wicked power of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So you feed a child, and I say, yes, feed the child. But the system that caused that poverty, that caused that famine, that caused that child not to be able to eat, because the child and his family and his people are not in control of the land, wealth, and resources with the power of the Most High Father, Allah, Yahweh, Amen, and the Most High Mother, Holy Spirit, Amenet, Illa. We must hook up with our sisters and brothers and overthrow the wicked power of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. We are strategically placed for this. We are appropriately placed for this. So I'm going to cut off now. And the reference for Jeremiah Wright, HaitiAction.net, I'll have that in my summary page. Be blessed. Talk to you next time. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.